Thank you. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Where is everybody? Outside church? Happy Sabbath to those who are watching on the web, too. Welcome. Sometimes there are scriptures that, you know, you're reading along and they just you just sort of get stopped in your tracks. And recently that happened to me because I was reading something and, to be honest, it didn't quite make sense. So it'll take a bit of a setup, so let's just jump right in. Let's go to Luke 17. Luke 17. At the beginning of this chapter, Jesus basically tells the apostles that, hey, guess what? Offenses are going to come. You're going to have to deal with it. Offenses will come. The word here in Strong's actually could be stumbling block, too. Things will happen that will cause you to be tripped up. And he's saying, it's going to come. But he says, you know, woe to those people who cause, you know, even a little one to stumble. Woe to those people. But he says, regardless, they're going to come. And then he tells them, you know, if your brother sins against you, it's up to you. You have to forgive them. And if they sin against you again, you have to forgive them again. And if he sins again, or she, you have to forgive them again. And then the apostles have such a genuine response. Let's go to verse 5. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. Okay, so, you know, in this moment where they're listening to him and they're trying to take in what he's telling them, they realize that's difficult. I mean, when someone offends you, causes you to stumble, are you quick to say, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. I'm benefit of the doubt, no problem at all. No, they heard what he was saying, and they understood what he was telling them that they had to do. And they said, we need a little bit more because this is very difficult. This is difficult. This is hardcore Christianity. We need help. Increase our faith. What an absolutely genuine response. You know, they recognized the difficulty of the request that Jesus was making to them. They realize this is no simple task. Well, let's see how Jesus Christ replies. Verse 6. So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Okay, so far I'm with you. Verse 7. And which of you, having a servant, plowing or tending sheep, will say to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and sit down to eat? But will he not rather say to him, prepare something for my supper and gird yourself and serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and afterward you will eat and drink? Does he thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I think not. So likewise you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do. What is he saying here? First, he tells them, okay, if you have just a little bit of faith, you can uproot a tree with a word. Okay. Then he goes on to tell the story about the servant doing his job. What does that mean? What does that have to do with anything? Let's go back to the request that the apostles made. You know, they are with him all the time. They are learning from him. They are absorbing any kind of teaching that they can get from him. And they said, increase our faith. Increase our faith. Then Jesus tells them, essentially, a small amount of faith can achieve miraculous things. That's what he's telling us. You know, the faith of the size of a mustard seed, and you can do some miraculous things. Things that they couldn't realize that they could do. And that's true. That is absolutely true. Have you ever had, you've been with a friend who's going through a very difficult trial, you know, and you're with them. You're with them because you care about them and you love them. And you see, you know, sort of the devastation that they might be going through, and you wonder, how do they do it? How do they do it? It only takes a little bit. It only takes a little bit. You know, because you say to yourself, I can't do that. It only takes a little bit of faith. Faith in God is powerful. It is powerful. It's confidence in his plan for your life, no matter what. no matter what comes your way. It's a willingness to do his will, whatever odds may come. It's interesting because it's not something you can see, you know, in somebody necessarily. You know, you don't say, you know, against all odds, that guy, he's got it. No, it's something you sort of, you see afterwards the effects of it. You see faith as, you know, but God knows. God knows these people. And he says, you know, just a little bit. All you need is just a little bit of faith. Faith in me, your all-powerful creator. That's all it takes. Okay, so far, with his teaching, increase my faith, I'm with you. But what about that story of the servant? At first glance, it didn't seem to relate. Am I right? Or is it? First, he addressed the power of faith by saying, you command this tree to move, and guess what? It'll do it. You can do miraculous things with a little bit of faith. Then he tells a story about a servant who's doing everything he's asked to do, absolutely everything. He's doing this, and he's doing that, and he's serving his master. You know, he is prioritizing his master, you know, serving his master a meal before he eats. Let's go back to the request. They said, increase our faith. Increase our faith. Doing this way of life, doing this way, it's just part of our lifestyle. It doesn't grant us any extra credit. We live a life of obedience because we want to. We want to serve God. And here, Jesus is teaching them that, yes, absolutely, keeping the commands is important. Doing what you are required to do, it's just expected. That is just part of what we're expected to do. It's expected, that's just what we're expected to what we're called to. But that statement at the end, we're unprofitable servants? Really? We're serving you. We're doing everything you're commanded, and still yet that's unprofitable? That's hard to read. You know, for those of us who grew up in the church, you know, growing up as a little kid, it's kind of easy to look at my life and say, you know what? I've lived pretty good. I've sinned a little, but no bad ones. I'm really bad, right? It's easy sort of look at your life and see, you know, compared to the next guy, I'm not doing too bad. You know what? Keeping the commandments, we're required to do that, all of us. We're absolutely required to do it. The commands are our duty, we could say. What we're discovering here, though, is that that's just the minimum requirements. This lesson from Jesus points to the fact that doing this way of life, that's just part of the Christian walk. That's what we're called to do. But we need to add to our obedience faith. That was the original request. Please increase our faith. We need to add to our obedience faith. There's another illustration that Jesus comes across here in just the next chapter. If you go to Luke 18, he'll illustrate the point we're trying to make today. Luke 18, verse 18. Now a certain ruler asked him, saying, good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. Verse 20, you know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. And he said, all these things I've kept from my youth. Check. Did it. That's what he's saying right here. I've done all these things. Verse 22. So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. Verse 23. But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. The starting point is to keep the commands. That's the first part of it. But when his reply was, you know what, I do all those things. I keep the Sabbath. I don't murder anybody. I honor my mom and dad. I do those things. Then Jesus asked him to do an act of faith. He doesn't ask us all to do that, but he asked this guy to do that. Sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and follow me. This wealthy young rich man, you know, he relied on those riches. I'm sure he enjoyed the lifestyle of being rich, you know, buying whatever he wanted. But I can imagine that a lot of his trust was in his money. We have to live a life of obedience, yes, but also full confidence in our loving Creator. That's not always easy. I like to be in control. You like to be in control? Like to feel like you got control of things? That's the point Jesus was trying to make with this, with the unprofitable servants. The requirements are just the beginning, but there is a amount of faith that he wants to see in us. Keeping the commands is just the beginning. When you buy new computer software, you know, you don't go out and look for a computer that, you know, just barely meets those requirements. I can get Microsoft Word to just barely work on this machine. No, you buy a bigger computer and then you know, it'll work optimally, right? The lesson of the young ruler here, this rich man, it's a powerful example to us that to our obedience, we need to make sure that we're adding faith. You know, Jesus warned the Pharisees all the time, calling them hypocrites. You know, and these guys were masters at making it look like they were keeping the law just right, you know, tithing on the little bit of gain that they had. And what does Jesus warn about them? Let's go to Matthew 23. Matthew 23, verse 23 says this: "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone." You're expected to leave, not to leave the commands undone. But we as a church, the church of God, are to add to our obedience faith. A life fully trusting in God. Doing uncomfortable things at times. Be a faithful steward of the truth. When you're required to do something hard as a Christian, dealing with offenses, someone who causes you to stumble, temptations, difficult people, just takes a little bit of mustard seed of faith to overcome. Not only that, but God has given you a powerful gift that we'll hear more about this weekend. The power of God lives inside of you. And with that gift, yielding to its guidance, we won't be unprofitable servants, but faithful followers, able to not only just obey, just do your duty, but to overcome the most difficult obstacles we may encounter.